I'm Bethan from the Covey Army, and you're listening to the JD Welsh Premier League podcast with Webber and Jonah.
I'm gonna pick up the pieces and build a Lego house. If things go wrong, we can knock it down.
It's the JD Welsh Premier League podcast. They've chipped away at the Rock of Gibraltar and smashed through. Next stop, Denmark's Lego house, Midtjylland. A victory for the new Saints. Mark Jonah Jones joins me. Jonah, in one sentence, if you can, sum that up.
Really, really happy. You know, in one sentence, I'm really happy that a Welsh club has shown a bit of grit, determination and a bit of quality and got through a difficult round in Europe, and we still have a Welsh side in Europe. It's as simple as that. A couple of weeks ago, it was doom and gloom everywhere. We were going to lose our fourth position in Europe, and everybody was saying no standards here, no standards there. All I can say in the opening, line is well done, Scott Roscoe. Well done, Steve Evans and the team. Showed plenty of bottle, bit of class, and you're in the next round.
Well, as I say, more from Jonah later on, but let's hear from far more important people than us, Scott Roscoe.
It was a hard-fought victory overall. Obviously, we drew, but pleased to be in the next round. Mixture of emotions, obviously. 10 minutes to go, wherever you get the goal, and you're hoping that someone will dig us out and we'll get something, and that was the case. So very pleased overall right now.
And you talk about emotions. Well, we have asked Paul Harrison in an interview what you said to the players at half time, and he said, well, you weren't pleased at all.
Yeah, because I said it before the game. I said, look, let's not get into a position at half time or full time where we're saying this is a poor performance or we're taking it for granted. And I just wanted to put that into their heads before the game. Now, people could say that's negativity or whatever, but you can see from the game as a whole, we weren't at our best. You know, we struggled to put a few passes together. You know, we weren't our usual self. Now, we'll have a look at the game again, but I can't give anybody any answers. We plan, prepare. If the lads on the night, you know, for whatever reason don't perform, then we have to hold our hands up and say we weren't quite at it tonight.
It wasn't a very good first half from the new Saints,
but
the second half was much better. So
better,
positives.
Yeah. Yeah, we made the change. You know, we brought Curtis off, put Dean on. Dean's been struggling with the ankle injury in the last week or so. So I just felt we'd freshen up in that position because we've got three very good centre forwards. I thought first half we couldn't get out, we couldn't get in behind them. So at half time, made the decision to bring Dean on. Dean did well, and we looked in behind more. And I also had the thought of bringing Sizz on eventually. And if you look at that front three of Dean, Sizz, and Jay, that finished the game, you know, very strong.
Well, Jonah, back to you. What do you think of it all? It was some great performances in two games in second legs.
Yeah, absolutely. But listen, they got beat 5-0 and got slated. Let's make no bones about it. I think I received more phone calls about that game when they got beat 5-0 than I have on the following three games. But in the following three games, they've scored. Is it 4-6? They scored 7 and led 1 in. What a turnaround! Absolutely brilliant. The pressure was on when they got beat 5-0. Everybody was saying, "Oh, rubbish," and they've scored 7 goals since and then the next round with a big game next week against Midtjylland of Denmark in the Cardiff City Stadium. You know, bring it on. Whatever happens, they've showed quality, and well done to the lads. I'm really, really happy for them. I am. I had the Reverend on there. I was listening to TNS Radio tonight. Well done as well for, you know, they done a fine job. And I was listening to it out the back tonight. And when Dean Ebb got the equaliser with 8 minutes to go, I think there was a few people in the next couple of gardens to me must have thought I was watching a live Man United or Liverpool game because I went berserk. But well done for them getting that out live as well. That still gives us our 4 slots. I think it's 4 slots, Mark. And I spoke to somebody earlier on, a friend of mine, Neil Dimmock. He's a Welsh FA member. He's always, you know, he's a Llanall League Football Club stalwart, and he's already told me, I'm so pleased. He said that they saved the 4th slot. He said they've kept it open for Llanall next year. Brilliant. Bring on the Reds. The Reds are already saying, bring on Europe. No pressure.
Well, as ever, Jonah, thank you very much for your time. Next week, a bonanza podcast, all the managers from the WPL in 1 minute telling us what they're going to do to win the league, or do as well as they can. Say goodbye, Jonah.
All the best, Mark, and well done again to the lads at TNS.